You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Andreas Übele. Now we are talking.
This is Type Radio.
Now we are talking.
We hear that.
This is
Type Radio.
Now we are talking.
We hear that.
Type Radio.
Now we're talking.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the 20 Plus X Symposium in Munich, Germany. It's April 16th, 2011, and our guest is Andreas Übele. Welcome. The first question, are you religious?
No, I'm not religious. I only believe in typography.
So type is your religion, you could
yes.
say.
What would you think are the similarities then with a religion and typography?
Yes, maybe there could one, because Gutenberg, when he founded the lead lettering, he printed this 42-lined Bible, and the object was a religious thing, a Bible, and it was combined with design and technology. It was the first lead lettering at all, and he made a really huge invention about typesetting. He made this block set very good. He made, for example, 5 E's, 1 E large, the next L, S, M, X, L, E's or M's, these figures which are in German language often used. So the block set has no spaces. And therefore, this could be a similarity between religion and design or typesetting or typography.
Do you have rituals?
Yes, I have. When we have to think about a new idea for a job, and when we start the design process, there we have rituals.
Mm-hmm.
We sit on a table. The table has to be clean. We drink a cup of tea or espresso or cappuccino. No computer. Only sketchbook and pencil, and we play ping pong. So you say something, I say, oh, I like it, but could you imagine like this? And then you say, yes, but no, and here. And so this is a ritual to sit each other and to get warm to each other by thinking, by talking, and maybe by sketching.
But does everybody in your studio work in a similar way?
Yes, we do it together, yes. I'm verantwortlich. I'm responsible for the jobs and for the design, so this ritual is a setting.
Is it like always in the morning or is it?
No, it depends when we have time. It's better in the morning, I know that, but sometimes you have only free time in the afternoon, so it happens, you have to do it in the afternoon.
And then afterwards, how is the work continued?
Afterward, we make a break, and the project manager has to design it and to try to have do it in the computer or something, with some other tools. And then after a week or 2 days, or after 1 day or 4 days, we come again together and look to the results, and then we say, okay, that's not good, or the design process is starting.
What is your first typographic memory?
My first typographic memory? Oh, I am architect. Huh? I'm autodidact, so my first job was a poster for a film, Dr. Mabuse, and I painted it with colors. And then I went to the printer and said, could you print that, please, for me? And he laughed and said, oh, first of all, you need a repro. Repro?
Mm-hmm.
Then you need a typesetting. I said, sorry, what? What? A typesetting. And I said, you know, this was a time without computers, without PC. And I said, are there more types than one? Now you can imagine what clients are thinking if you are explaining the brightness of some types. In these years, I was 21 or something else. I didn't knew that there are really big books with many, many types. And then he said, you have to go to a typesetter. I said, okay, typesetter. I never heard about that. I went to a typesetter and said, I have to print this poster and I need a type. How does it work? And then he said, first of all, you have to choose a type. I said, okay. And where do I choose it? Mm-hmm. He gave me a book and I choose Bodoni because I went through the book and said, oh, Bodoni looks nice. And then I went back to him and said, okay, I have chosen a type. Now you can set my mm-hmm. poster. But I didn't use the process and the technique. So I, because I'm architect, I draw all the type by pencil with a sketch paper, you mm-hmm. know, the sketch paper. I took this type book, I make lots of copy, and under the sketch mm-hmm. paper, I made two layers with these copies and with sketch paper, and all the typesetting I've done by pencil. And then I saw the A1, the mm-hmm. ready to the my manual typesetting was ready by pencil, and I saw, oh, the spacing is not good. This was my first experience. So I take the rubber and draw it again.
But and then this is how you decided to become a graphic designer?
Yes, just, that was the way, by coincidence.
And you just gave up?
No, I didn't give up. I finished my study. Yeah. I have this official title, mm-hmm. Dippel Inch. I'm in the Kammer. And I finished my study, but parallel, I worked as a graphic designer. So the first poster was printed, and another guy came and said, would you like to do that for us, and so on.
But there must be a lot of similarities with the basis of architecture and type, for example, or not?
No, it's not.
No?
Everybody asks. No, I think there is really no... there's so little in common between three-dimensional design and two-dimensional design or things.
And space does not... I mean, you knew that the space between the type was not...
No,
correct.
Forget it? No, really not, no.
okay. No,
don't go
quite,
there.
Quite
no,
different.
I don't know.
It's quite different. You also could say designing type or designing communication design has something to do with transportation design or product design. Mm-hmm. Or product design has something in common with architecture because it's three-dimensional. No, it's quite different. You have other scales, you have other sizes, you have other... The time of working for architecture is so different to design a poster or something. The complexity is quite different. No, it's really...
Although Walter Nichols, he's a Dutch book designer, and he really considers book design, and this is, of course, like a very... it's different than type design, but book design, is he considers it as the same thing as... not the same thing, but the same... how you perceive it as the same as architecture, because you have to be comfortable, it has to be functional if you're in a book. You have to be able to find things and...
Yes, no... Yeah, you can compare such things, that's
okay. Oh, like music and...
It's like, and so on, and so on, mm-hmm. and so on. Yeah. You can say it's like cooking. Designing is like cooking. You have to be just in time, take good things, mm-hmm. it has to be fresh, and it's and so on. But that's nice to compare that. You can do this with everything, like you say, with music, but three-dimensional things and two-dimensional... completely different, an architecture and designers.
So what attracted you more than to graphic design? What was the attraction?
For me?
Yeah.
I know that I have a begabung. What means a begabung? It's more easier for me to do. I noted that it comes fluently from my heart or from my soul or from my body or from my mind, these two-dimensional things. I have an affection to this. God has gave me this little gain, or I don't know what it is. When I work on as an architect, it was not so easy for me. It was hard, but it was not so easy going. Mm-hmm. Graphic design is easy going for me.
So you think you actually have more talent for graphic design?
Talent, right? Thank you. Yes. Okay. I looked for this word.
Yeah, you work with type a lot.
Yeah.
Have you never been inclined to design your own typefaces?
Oh, I would like to have the talent to design a type, but I don't have it. Mm. No, I can't do that. I would like to, yes, and I think it's a really good thing to design a type, but I think I have not the talent to do that. I'm not enough concentrated for one thing about such a long time.
Patience? No.
Yes, patience. Mm.
But you can also consider it to be like an art direction job. And you have like as an overviewer and have people do the work for you.
That would be maybe possible. Have you thought about that in the offices? But it's a luxury project. because if you have no client, you have to pay one employee, and so maybe.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
You also, your office redesigned the German Eagle,
yeah,
the Adler. Can you tell us something about that process? How that?
Yes, it was.
You were commissioned for that job.
It was a competition, and 54 agencies or studios wanted to take part, and they selected to criteria to 12 or 11 studios, and three came in the last round, and we have won that competition by a very high risk, because this Eagle, which is very famous and well known from the German Parliament, Deutscher Bundestag, was designed by Ludwig Gies, 1952, for the Parliament, for the German Parliament, and it was strictly forbidden to redesign it, to touch it, or to change anything to this Eagle.
Was that a contract between the designer?
It was in the briefing.
Oh,
it was
right,
in the briefing of the competition. Mm. And in the briefing, we got a two-dimensional drawing from this relief, from this three-dimensional relief from this Eagle. And it was free to us to design something new.
But why did they decide to break the contract?
It was not decided to... Sorry, maybe there is a misunderstanding.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In the briefing, there was strictly... There was written that it is strictly forbidden for all designers which joined the competition.
Okay, so
to change these drawings because of copyright reasons. Mm. So, and we took this drawing and shrinked it to 5 or 7 millimeters, this size which is necessary for a business card. And we saw it is too many details.
Yeah.
And so we decided to make a redesign, very high risk, because we would be dropped out of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
During the competition, I sent the drawings to my lawyer and asked him, hello, do you think this is a redesign or this is a new Eagle? And he said, no, it's a redesign and you will be dropped out from the competition. And we wanted to make a redesign because every... This Eagle in the German Parliament is not it's not corrupted by the Nazis, by the Second World War or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive democratic sign, well known, famous, and so it has to be similar, it has to be a redesign. But we could convince the jury because we said this is the only way you can do that job in the best way, and so we have won it.
So you managed to convince the jury that they accepted the redesign.
During the presentation, yes, we show that.
But why, I mean, approach 12 studios? Is that quite common here in Germany to have such a big pitch for a project?
I'm sorry about that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And does it happen now more often because there's an economic crisis, or is that usual?
We have no economic crisis. We have so much money to give money to these banks, which have no money. And now they have, again, a very huge gewinne, a very big money at the end of the year to spend it to all their boards. No, we haven't had any economic crisis. And we have and the competitions which are run in Germany are very, very bad. No jury, no graphic designers in the jury, no money for the studios. I refuse it all the time. I don't do that. Even the competition is fair or it's transparent.
And this competition was fair?
Yes, very. It was
but
very
weren't
good.
There complaints of other studios that you broke the rules?
Yes, that was a very difficult thing. We have talked about that with the Justice Department from the German Parliament. And they said, no, they can't complain, the other studios, because it was my risk and I have done by my own without talking to the Parliament. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Was there a public reaction when there was a change?
No.
No.
I wanted to do that, to do a great press conference, but then... This finance crisis started, and Lammert, the president of the German Parliament, said, no, we can't go to the press and say we have spent a huge amount of money to redesign the Eagle, and all the Opel was going down and all the things, so therefore it was no press release.
No, I'm just curious because there's, for example, in the Netherlands, when there was a change, there is always a lot of reaction, a discussion.
Yes, but that's very good. But the Netherlands are light years, Lichtjahre. You are so ahead with design. And Netherlands always design, and for design there's a consciousness. And that's very good. You are really, you are a little nation. That's, I think, could be one thing. But you have a very, very good tradition. I'm really curious about that.
Do you think that Germany eventually will reach that? Or is it, it's in the culture that there is it's a different mentality?
I'm not sure about that. I think in compared to other nations, we are not so bad in Germany. Mm-hmm. We have jobs and we can live from this job. Italy, for example, as a graphic designer, no chance. France, very bad. There are only 3, 4, 5 designers. I have a very strange theory. I don't know if it's stupid or not. We have killed all this cultural Mittelstand. These people, for example, which have a factory or industry, and the bourgeoisie. We have killed them, and all the Jewish artists, or most of their artists have been Jewish. All this bourgeoisie, which have salons and invited people come together and to talk about culture, and not only with this focus of money and rendite, and these are gone. And I think this is a great luck, and maybe therefore our country is so only to be quick and fast and money and no cultural sense. No passions to think seriously about other things than money or producing more money. Maybe.
But do you suffer from that? I mean, do you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, definitely yes. Sometimes when I'm in a good mood, I don't bother about that. And sometimes I say, it's really bad. Yes, I suffer about that.
And do you think it will change? Because like everything in life goes ups and downs.
Maybe sometimes things are changing. The times they are changing.
Is there a country that you would move to?
No, not. No. I'm German, and I have no problems with that. To be German, and I'm thinking German, I'm talking German, I remark that I'm a German designer, so I would have difficult to live in another country. I have no reason to think about that. So because I have my Heimat. What do you say in Heimat? I'm located in language. Language is for me Sprache. Language is for me very important for thinking and for designing. And so I'm living in language and in my mother language. Okay, I could live in Switzerland or Austria. This is also German speaking, no problem.
Okay, but then the idea of this one Europe in design, that will not really exist.
I think I like the idea of Europe. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to have only one money. This is a lack of different things, mm-hmm. and this European money is really ugly and awful. The money from Switzerland is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But for example, I have a little argument always with Rudi Bauer. He's a Romanic designer and I'm the Latin designer. We are more strict and clear and blah, blah, blah. And he makes more, let's say, bricolage and it's more erzählerisch, racontement, une histoire, it's more storytelling. Though these differences will exist if we are one Europe or if we are separate nations. And one, no, it's I like this complexity of different designs and regions and so on.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, God. When I'm dead, I'm dead. I think it helps me nothing if they remember me as a like that or this. This is a good question. It's really, it's mean. It's a mean question because everybody is eitel, vain, and everybody will talk bullshit with this question and me also. Okay, I'm right. In my work, important for me is in my work to show that you can, that graphic design can be serious. No, I stop it. Oh, forget it. It's an awful question. Okay, a good entertainer. As a good entertainer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Type Radio. Now we are about to. This is Type Radio.